Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hey everyone, Boomer Esiason here. The NFL Draft is behind us and your favorite team is now gearing up for week number one. The free Odyssey app puts you right in the middle of the pro football conversation with the biggest sports radio stations from across the country. The local voices who know your team the best, giving you their unfiltered takes on the current state of your squad. It's always football season right here on the free Odyssey app.
What side will Bill take on the biggest issues in the world of sports? It's time for today's edition of Buy or Sell on Writer Than You.
All right, Bill, we start with another Bill. Bill Belichick recently spoke at Nebraska's coaching clinic, and Cornhuskers head coach Matt Rhule was absolutely blown away.
He is so smart. I've seen so much. That he can make the complex so simple that it humbles you and embarrasses you. I was embarrassed yesterday listening to him, how smart he is, how simple it was. You have this man who's a savant, right, who's been a defensive coordinator. He's been a special teams coordinator. He's coached, you know, he could be an offensive coordinator. He's been a head coach twice. He's been a GM person. I mean, he's talking about football in a way that just like, I mean, illuminates things and makes things so simple that you're like, oh my goodness.
Bill, buy or sell, there will be NFL executives who get fired this season for either not pursuing or hiring Bill Belichick as their head coach.
I'm going to include in that they're going to get fired for hiring somebody who wasn't the right hire, right? Their owner may not fire them because they'll say, why did you hire Belichick? But they will say, why did you hire, you know, pretty daddy over here, whoever the person is. So I will buy your question.
Buy.
I've been on the agenda. I just lost that expression. I'm glad I'm good at radio. I've been on the record. My God. And that's actually a newspaper expression. I've been on the record that I think Belichick should have been hired, and I think it's just groupthink, and I think he will, in fact, get a job. Can I hit you with something else real quick?
Oh, boy.
Are you ready for this?
Uh-oh. You have a puzzled look on your face.
I'm excited. Our guy who just hit me up and said he wants to hang out with us is the chief meteorologist in Rogers, Arkansas, which is one of the cool cities that are kind of up in the northwest part of the state. Darby, I'm sorry if I'm getting your name wrong. Bybee. I think we should do an Arkansas party. Buy or sell, we should do an Arkansas party.
Buy.
Like, show on the road, the whole thing? Can we find a studio?
I mean, I have a portable studio. I have the tech.
Well, I, you know, if there needs to be a reason for me to go, then.
I mean, I just think, well, oh, that's a good point. I'll tell them that I really need help producing from the Courtyard Marriott that I'm going to broadcast from.
We'll see how that goes.
I think we should do it. This gentleman could also make sure we go when the weather's safe. Because I did have a buddy, Parker, who went there once late in the season. And he left as a 21-year-old college kid. He came back as an 80-year-old man because they basically got washed out. And they had to decide whether to freeze to death or, I guess, get on the river when it was whitewater. And they barely made it. And he took some some like rich girl from Boston who's like, I want to see the woods. I want to see America. And she flew back to Boston, as I understand it, never left the city limits again. That is a true story.
Whitewater or freeze to death.
Yeah. Tough call.
Very tough call. Yep. I don't think there is a right call.
No, that's the right call is to talk to our guy Darby and just make sure it's going to be okay before we go to the Buffalo River.
All right, Bill, back to the NFL here. Justin Jefferson, Ja'Marr Chase, and Joe Burrow, well, they were all teammates in college and at LSU. And, of course, Chase and Burrow went on to be teammates in the NFL with the Bengals, while Justin Jefferson is in Minnesota with the Vikings. Justin Jefferson had this to say on Kevin Hart's podcast about his former college teammates.
I get into the National Football League and him getting to play with Joe.
Yeah.
You go, you with the Vikings. Was there a little bit of jealousy that they get to keep their thing together?
You know, just a little tad. I love them together. I love the chemistry that they have with each other. But, you know, there's definitely some jealousy on that side.
Definitely some jealousy on that side. Bill, buy or sell these comments, make it feel like Jefferson will leave Minnesota in free agency after this year.
Oh, sell. Come on, Tom.
Sell.
He doesn't have a quarterback.
No, I mean, look, I think he may. I understand the story. But he's got a comedian asking him, and he's basically, yeah, okay, a little jealousy, because he's just trying not to insult his guys, and he likes his guys.
I'm not saying he's
Come
going
on.
To Cincinnati. I'm not saying that. I'm saying he wants a quarterback.
Don't be a water moccasin on this float of sports talk radio.
That's a new one. That's
yeah,
a new one.
It also did not work, which unfortunately is not a new one. It is, man, it's, I mean, I know we knew, but the talent that team had in college, the offensive firepower. The other thing is we've seen guys in the past, and I think Johnny Manziel, who I talked about earlier, qualifies, who have played really at a really high level in college, and you look back and you say, wow, they had some receivers, and those receivers kind of carried them a little bit. But Burrow had two all-world receivers. And obviously he stands on his own just fine. What a team that was. No, I don't think that is Justin Jefferson sending out the secret signal, I'm out of here. I think there's obviously problems in the paradise that is Minneapolis for him and for them together. But I think this is just him talking about his dudes.
At this very moment, and things may change in 2 weeks after the draft, at this very moment, Justin Jefferson, arguably the best wide receiver in the game, his quarterback is Sam Darnold.
Would you really argue he's the best receiver in the game?
It's Hill?
Yeah, it's Hill.
I think it's
top three at worst is the best way to, if you're his agent and you're putting out it right and you want to, because I do think I think Tyreek Hill is the best receiver in the game.
But that will dip if he has to play a full 17 games with Sam Darnold because his numbers just won't be there.
Yes. I mean, it will dip regardless because if and when they draft somebody, the likelihood that person comes in, starts, and plays at a really high level early on is pretty low. Here's the thing, though. There's a lot of talk about whether or not moving on from Jefferson makes sense if you're Minnesota. If you draft a quarterback, you need that quarterback to succeed. And if you can throw the football to that guy, I think it increases the odds that quarterback succeeds. That's another pretty important factor when you're a young QB. You have someone to throw the football to who can just go get the football and make you look good and build up your confidence and be a security blanket. I buy or sell the expression security blanket.
Buy.
Buy or sell every time somebody uses it, you think of Linus. Is it
buy.
Linus? Every time.
Peanuts, Charlie Brown.
Yeah.
Big fan of that, by the way.
Buy or sell, though, when you watch that, sometimes you were a little disturbed by the just adult voices.
Sell.
I was a little bit.
I like it. I find it endearing.
You would.
All right, Bill, we go from football to football. 3 o'clock Eastern, 12 o'clock. Oh, you see what I did there?
Yeah, that's good.
12 o'clock Pacific.
Wait, tell me. You're throwing in the time?
Yeah, I gotta put
filler.
That's the context.
Sorry, please
that's
start over. Context. It's a great start.
Can I do the transition again too?
Yeah, I want the whole thing.
All right, we go from football to football.
It made me laugh again.
3 o'clock Eastern, 12 o'clock Pacific for you out in Los Angeles. Your team, Barcelona, will take on PSG, UEFA Champions League quarterfinals. I'm gonna keep it simple here. My college professor always told me, "Kiss, keep it simple, stupid." Buy or sell. You like Barcelona's odds to win today? stop laughing at me.
No, it's the kiss thing. Your college professor. Did he tell you or did he tell the class? Did he call you aside?
It felt like he was looking right at me.
Yo, you. You. Did he go, wah, wah, wah? Yeah.
He must have, because he told me over and over.
I like their odds. Well, as you know, Barcelona's pretty banged up, especially in the midfield. We don't know if Frankie de Jong is going to start. Pedri won't. We don't have a real pivot. Mbappe's the best player in the world. We got Dembele on the right side for PSG, who obviously left Barcelona last summer and kind of a betrayal to Xavi. But our defense has been in really good form. Lamine Yamal's 16. He plays him. He's playing so... I think Rafinha will play on the left. I'd like Fermin Lopez to be the other interior midfielder, but I think it may be Sergio Roberto or Frankie. I'll buy that. I like our odds.
Buy.
I don't know if they're going to do it, but I think there's a good chance they will. I am optimistic.
I agree with everything you said.
Thank you.
All right, Phil, let's get to some college hoops here. The women's national title game, Iowa and South Carolina, averaged just under 19 million viewers on Sunday afternoon on ABC, while the men's national title game, Purdue and UConn, averaged just under 15 million viewers on Monday night on TBS and TNT. It was the first time ever that the women's outdrew the men's game. Bill, buy or sell this becoming a trend in the future?
I mean, come on, bro.
What do you mean?
What do you mean, what do I mean? Sell.
Sell.
This is a Caitlin Clark reality. Let me give you a stat.
Why can't there be another Caitlin Clark in 2 years?
Let me give you... Yeah, because those grow on trees. Like, there's 12 LeBrons.
I don't think that's true.
Or 11 Tigers. Let me give you a stat that is accurate, but I can't remember it, so some of it's wrong. You ready? I'm going to say it with total confidence. Are you ready?
Yes.
I'm going to be in the 74 percentile range of accuracy, but I'm going to say it like it's real. You ready? Tom, if you go back to 2014, the 30 most viewed NBA games over that stretch, the 20 most viewed NBA games over that stretch, going back to 2014, every single one of those exact 20, exactly going to 2014, every single one of them, this part should, featured either Steph Curry or LeBron James, and often featured both. Now, the Giannis ain't great. It's not the Denver ain't great. It's that stars draw eyeballs. And Caitlin Clark was a star.
I believed you.
Might have been 2016. Might have been 30. Can't quite remember, but the point holds, okay? Did I buy or sell that I sold it, though, like I really knew?
Buy.
Buy or sell, you would get the reference if I said I pulled a Cliff.
Sell.
It's Cheers. It's too old for me. I watched it on Nick at Night. It's fine. Buy or sell, Nick at Night still exists.
Yeah, that's a thing. Absolutely.
Yes. Buy.
It's like 8 hours of Friends.
That's not it. Nick at Night, that's just Friends. You can't call that Nick at Night.
But that's what they do.
That's Friends at Night.
That's what it is.
They can't, but you can't call it that.
I think
sell if Nick at Night really has 8 hours of Friends and calls it Nick at Night.
Sell.
Has been an assortment of old TV shows.
I think by like 5 a.m. it changes to the show Mom, which is not that old of a show.
I don't know what that show is. Is Friends on 24 hours a day? Because I don't watch a lot of TV during the day, and if I do, it's sports. But when I come to the city, when I come to New York City, I'll be in my hotel room for a couple hours, and I'll be working. I'll just throw the TV on, right? I'll just put, and then, you know how at hotels you try to get to ESPN or CBS Sports HQ, and your finger, like, it won't turn the channel. Like, you have to hold the up button down for 8 minutes, and then I just stop, and I just, like, whatever, I don't care. It's on a commercial, and every time it's Friends. I think we talked about this last time I was in New York. Friends is always on.
I think no matter the time of day, you could find it on some channel.
I mean, it's not. Look, are you a giant Friends fan?
Yes, huge.
You are.
Yes, love the laugh track. Gotta have it.
Look, oh, and the laugh track is terrible. What's the thing that... Oh, meatballs. You better get this one. Meatballs ain't that good. Friends ain't that good. Do you get the meatballs ain't that good?
Sell.
Oh, Tom. I'll send it to you. A guy during the pandemic started doing TikTok videos making fun of IKEA, basically. And they're amazing.
I'm supposed to reference that?
It's a pop culture sensation. It's a cultural sensation.
Everybody I don't know.
I've never laughed so hard. I mean, I laughed so hard I cried. Meatballs ain't that good. Point is, Friends ain't that. It's good. It ain't that good to be on 24 Hours a Day.
Pretty good.
Meatballs ain't that good.
All right, Bill, hoopier than that. Let's get this in.
Are we at question three?
Four, actually.
Four. Got it.
Four.
Okay.
Because, remember, we went from football to football.
You did do that, didn't you?
All right, Bill. There was no Kawhi Leonard or James Harden last night for the Clippers, but they still beat the Suns in Phoenix, even though Durant, Bradley Beal, and Devin Booker all suited up for the Suns. Phoenix has dropped to the seventh seed at 46-33 on the year. Buy or sell, the Suns have been the most disappointing team in the NBA this year.
It's a really good question. I mean, the Lakers could be on the list. The Warriors could be on the list. I'll buy, though, because they left
buy.
For this season.
Ant-Man Anthony Edwards dropped a career-high 51 points in the Timberwolves' win over the Wizards yesterday.
Yeah.
Minnesota is now tied with Denver for the best record in the West. Bill, buy or sell, Anthony Edwards should get MVP consideration. I'm not saying he should win.
Woo! I'm going to try to figure that out on Thursday because I have a vote coming up. Wow. Wait. Did you know the Timberwolves play the Nuggets tonight, by the way?
Feels like a big game, whether he could get on the MVP ballot or not.
Big game. I'm going to buy. I like your premise. I like your premise.
Buy.
I'm considering. Especially with Cat having gone down, who, by the way, is coming back to action soon. Especially with Cat going down and the way Edwards has played, I think that's a really interesting take.
All right, Bill, I'm going to finish up one more here. Some baseball. The Baltimore
Long ball.
The Orioles are calling up number one pick from 2022, Jackson Holliday, who's the son of former MVP Matt Holliday. Now in 10 games this season in AAA, the 20-year-old Jackson Holliday hitting .333, two homers, five doubles, and he's drawn 12 walks. Bill, buy or sell, the hype around Jackson Holliday is because he's Matt Holliday's son.
Sell. What is wrong with you?
I'm just posing a question.
It's a terrible question. But he can't stand his goodness. Own 2 feet. This isn't sports. I almost said sports broadcasting because there's so much nepotism in the business. The Athletic did a big story on this the other day. Did you see this? It was pretty interesting. They went at some people by name. All right, that was mean though. But true. It's true. But baseball nepotism doesn't work like that. Either you can hit the ball or you can't. And by the way, I happen to have this young man on my fantasy baseball team and drafted him on a reach. And
There it is.
Yeah, baby, let's go!
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Hey everyone, Boomer Esiason here. The NFL Draft is behind us and your favorite team is now gearing up for week number one. The free Odyssey app puts you right in the middle of the pro football conversation with the biggest sports radio stations from across the country. The local voices who know your team the best, giving you their unfiltered takes on the current state of your squad. It's always football season right here on the free Odyssey app.